Blog Talk Radio.
On metal steel street car, and they want to see if they can try something out, do a little something for a little bit of money, like $500 or so. How much time I got? I got a minute and something.
10 seconds. Show started.
Oh shit. Okay, let me start the show. Okay. Hey, good evening, everybody. We got one more day. This is the last week. August 2nd, we'll be coming in. We got the big races going on. And I'm going to have Short Dog on here a little later on. He's going to be telling us a lot that's going on, the locked-in races, who's going to do what, and who's looking for races. We got quite a bit going on today. So this is going to be a very interesting topic tonight. I know a lot of guys are looking for races. I know the Pizza Gangster's looking for a race. I know Donald's looking for a race. Fat Rat was looking for races. We got a lot of guys out there that got cars, and they're looking to lock in a race. So if tonight, if you got something that fits their description, I'm trying to hook up a few guys with the street cars. They got a street cars that are looking to race. Should be pretty good action. I mean, from Pro Mod to a street car, you got action. You got Cadillacs that'll be out there looking for a run. You got plenty of runs to go. So I know we got some street cars out there that's pretty fast that runs on motor, and you got some that run on juice. I know Austin said the Ruler will be in the house, and then they also got a small block Mustang that they're bringing. Plus, I know Austin, and they're getting the Black Mamba together, so maybe that race will happen with the two trucks. But I'm not going to say too much on who the races are that are locked in. I'll let Short Dog do that a little bit tonight. I'll let him get going on it. I know there was some racing going on over this week. I know over in Outer Banks, I seen a little couple of video up there, and I saw Weeby run the Goblin. It was a damn good race. Also at Little Tony's show out the West, anybody can say that the West ain't racing, but they had 43 locked-in races, and all the races went down. All 43 went down. Now, that's saying something. So that's what you talk about racing. That was a great race. You couldn't beat it. A lot of action all the way through the night. Hopefully we can duplicate that and maybe try to get just as many as they are. I mean, we're just out there. I know a lot of guys want to say they're talking about doing action, but you know how it goes sometimes. You mechanical problems, breakdown, or what they go out for intention to go out. So one thing I can say about it is the guys that we got coming, every last one of them are diehard racers, not scared to race. We got a big, big lineup. When I say a big lineup, you got Tony Wright coming. You got Mike Hill coming. You got Scoot Williams coming. You got the Carolina Kid, he'll be in the house. Matt Sweet, you know, you sniper, he's gonna be in the house. You got the Beachman, you got the Horseman, you got so many guys. You got so many guys I can't even name. You got the Virginia guys. I see Calvin Getright just said he's looking for a race. You know, and we also got the Long Island guys. We know for a fact that they're trying to do their little runs, whatever they can run, anytime they can get a run, they do it. Whether it's on the street, at the track, whatever. But they're on their way, and they're going to be there. So action will be packed on Saturday. We got two buses coming down. One bus is not quite full, so if somebody needs any room to get down or they need a way to get down, give me a call. I'll get them up in there in the bus and get them down. So if they don't have to worry about driving all the way down, sit back, relax, and enjoy a great show coming up this Saturday. So it's going to be interesting, very, very interesting. But I know I'm going to open up a mic right quick. I'm going to start opening up a couple mics. 631-8443, your mic's open.
Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Dwayne? How's everything?
Everything is going good, going well. Just can't wait.
You
going to
get
Saturday
to make it down there with us this week or what?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So far, everything is on the go, you know. Everything is. Just go ahead. I'm ready.
Okay, you want to tell everybody what you got just to make sure, Dwayne?
Yeah.
Tell them what you're bringing. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm bringing a 71 Chevelle with a 4-speed in it. you know, stock suspension on 29, you know, on horsepower, you know, just, you know, 3,000 pounds, you know, ready to go, looking to do something.
No problem, Dwayne. I mean, you know, they're going to have a couple cars out there like that. There's definitely some 23-degree heads motors out there looking to do a little action. So, I mean, it's going to be worthwhile, you know what I'm saying, a little playing around here and there, you know.
Yes.
Especially you shifting, you know what I mean? It's gonna be definitely worthwhile watching that, you know?
Are you gonna run
mufflers or you running open headers? That's the thing.
I'm running open headers now. I'm gonna take them off.
Okay.
Matter of fact, tonight or tomorrow night, I'm taking them off and run open headers.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, I mean, I know a lot of guys are coming from this way too.
Everybody
I know so far.
Yes,
it should be a good one. It should be, you know, everybody get to see guys we ain't seen in a long time.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you got a lot of guys that are coming from North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, and, you know, it's definitely, and also Chicago. I can't forget the West because they're coming also. I know it's going to be good. I know Rat, he said he wants to bring the Nobody, want to go out to play. And the guy had called me up and he said he was asking me, you know, do I have anything that weighs heavy like him that's looking to play. So basically what happened was Donald's looking for something to play, small block, straight head, 1/4 barrel, stock suspension. You know, he looking to do a little something.
Yeah.
And he weigh over 3,000 pounds. I told him about Rat, and he actually said if Rat gave him the break of the tires, he would try him. Motor to motor, you know, not for no big money, but hey, we're going to see what we can do.
Having fun.
Yeah, so that'd be a perfect little race, you know. He said he had taken a gamble against the big block, but so I'm gonna try to see what Rat gonna do. If Rat wants to try that, and we'll see what happens. I think it should be good. I know knowing Rat, he's going out there.
Oh yeah.
I think Rat would definitely try, especially when the guys turn around show him it's all steel and the whole nine yards, you know. So everybody's been asking me all week. And today, my phone really been going. That's why I really didn't get to talk to everybody. We've been having guys on the phone. I had Short Dog on the phone. They got a chassis car over there. You know, they're going to run on motor or juice. They don't care. They want to try something. Then I got the Pizza Gangster. You know, he's looking for anybody that got a short deck that wants to run. You know, he's looking to do a little something. Or if you have something that's a big block and it's not a conventional head, if you give him a little spot, he's willing to try something, too. They all want to gamble.
Everybody's looking to do a little something. That's right.
Yeah.
Make that day, you know. Make that day happen.
You know.
And
like I said,
we got the DJ
going to be there all night.
The same
we
one that was there before?
We got it all the way till 1 o'clock, I promise. So if you... the girls, whatever, want to go out there and do their line dancing or whatever they want to do, go ahead. Let them do what they got to do. Ain't no problem. We got plenty of room. Got to do whatever they want to do. They can have all the fun they want. And it should be very, very interesting day.
I'm hoping the weather turns out right, you know.
So far, so good.
Nice.
That's what I look
good, at. Good. Yes, and
I don't care what it is. If there's any dew on the track, we got the dry air there, too, that day. So we got everything all ready for the track. So it doesn't matter what it is. If they had a passing shower, it doesn't matter. Don't worry about it. We got the jet dry. The whole thing is all ready at the track.
Everything that's going to be awesome. What time?
So we don't have to worry about the cleanups. We're going to actually start letting them go down at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and go to 1 at night.
Whew,
yeah.
That's nice. Shake it down, we're going to really do it.
And let me tell you, there's a lot of races that's already scheduled on time limits. So it should be really, really good. I see somebody just calling. This might be Rat himself now. Let me see if this is him. 631-4759. Your mic's open.
You ain't going either?
Hello? 631-4759. Your mic's open.
Hello?
Yeah, your mic's open.
Yo.
Who we speaking to?
DeJuan.
Hey, what's going on, DeJuan? What's going on? What you
what's
up
going
to?
On, Joe? Nothing.
I think I'm going to make the
trip, man.
Oh, yeah? Okay, so you got the Odellville. Yeah, just DeJuan. He just had won a race, what was it, last week, right, out there?
Yeah.
No, yeah, see, yeah, knocked off one of the Riverhead boys out there with the Oldsmobile.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had Mike Zachman behind the wheel on the car, and
yeah,
I heard they called Mike the prehistoric dinosaur. That was messed up. That was kind of messed up. They said it happened. DeJuan jumped him when they came out the gate. DeJuan hooked up and left out, and Mike went to the floor and never took his foot off the pedal. Looked like John Forrest going down the track, going on the street.
Yeah, that was
I wouldn't know how
to the floor.
It was ugly then. So
yeah, it was
DeJuan definitely one of the racers out there that don't mind doing something. Oldsmobile stock suspension, right? Or tennis
stock
tire, suspension. I just said tennis
stock
tire.
Prop.
Right.
28 and 5. All motor.
So easy. Yeah, he all motor too. So he looking for something to do. So it's a lot of them. I mean, just like Dwayne right now, he coming out there, he's sticking. He's a 4-speed.
Yeah.
He's a 23-degree. And, you know, stock suspension, the whole thing. Chevelle, big heavy Chevelle. He ain't raced in. How many years did you run raced in, Dwayne?
Oof, been a lot, John.
When West Hampton was open, right?
Yeah.
I think that was the last time Dwayne raced.
I went out a couple times after that, but it's been a while, you know. It's been a good while.
We went back out Sunday, but nobody got none. So.
Yeah, and I seen the other race. A couple races went down yesterday.
On the street, yeah.
Yeah, Lance there. And I heard that he might be coming now. I heard they're coming. So it's getting, we have a nice little crew coming from Long Island there.
30 on each side.
How much?
35.
How much was the pot?
3,500.
Wow. Okay. That little street racer, 3,500 on each side.
Wow.
That was a nice little pot. Hey, that's what I want to know. Who Cadillac was that on the web I saw?
That white one?
That white. Yeah, man. Whose is that?
That's my man.
Man, I don't know who he is, but I'll tell you what, we need to bring that Cadillac down there. That Cadillac is, she's saying
yeah, it's
something.
I'm going to try to talk him into it. My friend,
I think
Cadillac.
It's true. That, man, look, I think him and Steph need to go at it. Both
he,
of them Cadillac.
He want to do some action. We're supposed to be going to the, I think tomorrow, he's going to a track winner with it because he asked me that I want to go to the track winner. He's supposed to get back in touch with me later on.
Okay, because they do have a couple Cadillacs that's supposed to be coming that's going to be at the track that day. And if I'm not mistaken, little Tony going to have a station wagon Cadillac there looking to do something. Steph should be coming with his Cadillac like that, brand-new Cadillac. But he's definitely got some action for him. He'll definitely get some runs out there.
Yeah, I'm going to try to talk him in, see what he do, but he might have to work, so.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, when you go out there, like I said, the track conditions, you know, everything, you got any problems or something like that, you come and see me or Larry T. We'll make sure everything happens that you ain't going to have no problem. We get you through, you know, get to everything what we got to do. So,
yeah, we bring
no
couple,
problem.
We'll probably be like 6-7 cars deep.
Okay. Yeah, the Mustang and all that, right, the green one?
Yeah, we bring in
everything going to be on muscle or are we going to bring in the juice cars?
Chen bringing his new Camaro. He bring the black one.
Okay.
A couple
chassis
cars.
Car?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me something. How about the orange Camaro? That's what I was going to tell you. The LS motor. The orange one that be driving around. Is he coming?
Oh, Donnie?
Yeah.
Yeah, he might be too.
Yeah.
I think he's coming
too.
Yeah, because
I got to talk to him. Because they boys got an LS over there. And he down and want to do a little running. So... I told him, well, if the LS over here is ready, we'll come over there and we'll run him with this.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of us coming.
Oh, well, I'm going to tell you right now. Well, you know we got two busloads coming already from Long Island alone. And now, you know, the whole Riverhead crew is one thing, and then we got over here with me with the crew over here. So we got people in the house, so it's going to be good. It's definitely going to be
good. I'm definitely coming. I might tow mine or I might put my in the chin in a two car trail.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna open up a couple more mics, but if you hear anybody that got something like you and you wanna run, go ahead and cut right on in. Ain't no problem.
All right. Well, I'm running in Home Depot. I'm a butt back. I'm a call back in. So I'm a beat back.
Okay.
In.
No problem. All right. Thanks, Lamont, for calling. Hold on, Dwayne. Let me just open up a couple more mics here.
All right.
410-0961. Your mic's open.
Yo.
What's going
on?
How's everything?
What's
all right,
up,
you
how's you
everything
doing?
Now? Not bad,
right,
not bad. Can't complain, can't complain.
I was just eating some cheese, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh. Well, I think you might end up getting that run. I'm waiting for him to call me, and I think you'll get that run.
All right.
We'll find out.
Ooh.
I mean, I know Donald's over here. Like he said, his car's all steel, heavy, over 3,000 pounds, looking for a run.
Oh yeah, we can get on the scale. I'm well over 3,200.
Okay, now and with a small block. And now this other man's got a big block, but he's he said he's over 3,000 too. So
is it all steel too?
It's all steel, And I told him, that you said you might try him with the break to the quarter, so. I think this might work out for y'all too. So
it'll work out. I'm willing to gamble or something like that, but I gotta get the break. I mean, because I can't run a heads up for sure.
No, I already had sent a message. I said so I know he's looking for something. You looking for something? So we'll put y'all together and let y'all talk and look at each other's car, whatever
small,
you want to do.
It ain't got to be something crazy big.
Mm-hmm.
Something small. I mean,
at least.
I ain't trying to bet nothing big. So if he wants to do something small, just to gamble, then we can do it. But I'm not going out there for $2,000-$3,000.
Yeah, at the most, $1,000 at the most, right?
Somewhere around there. $500 to $1,000.
Okay.
Put some, 200 punk out in case nobody, don't show up.
Okay. Well, as soon as he gets on the mic, I'll make sure I put him on and we go from there. Because I got Dwayne on here now. I know he's, he'll tell you how Rat is. Rat's one of those guys that just like racing,
Sounds
he'll
like
take
me.
It off, drive it out the street and tear up on the street.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't know if you ever heard Too Fast, what is that called?
Too Fast, Too Real.
Too Fast, Too Real. He went to Times Square and did a burnout in Times Square. I was like, this girl is nuts.
Wow. Are you serious?
He did it in Times Square. You can get the tape. The tape is out there.
Yeah.
He's crazy.
Beautiful looking car. Did a burnout right in Times
Square.
New
Highway Boy.
Yeah. I couldn't believe they did no stupid stuff like that.
Yeah.
What?
Now, hey, is that big block like a normal head? It ain't
it's a conventional head. Nothing crazy. That's all it is.
One 4-barrel?
1 4-barrel.
Yep.
Yeah, it's 1 4-barrel, small tire. So, as soon as he get on here, he'll describe it more. But I'm going to have to open up a couple more mics because I see everybody calling in. But y'all stay on. And if he comes on, I'll cue you right in. 703-2349. Your mic's open.
Hello? Hey, I'm sorry,
hello.
Joe. How you doing?
All right, you have
everything. Listening. All right, this is Eddie.
Okay,
I was just sitting back listening. I hit it on accident, I guess.
No, it's all right. How's everything now, Eddie?
Oh, good, man, good. I'm just waiting for the weekend.
Okay, so you all ready to go, too?
Yeah, I'm good to go. Yeah, I'll be there.
You got anything going on?
Not really. I'm just sitting back. You know how I do.
Uh-huh.
Right now.
See if
just
anybody
in
the cup for you.
Yes, see if anybody in my class. You know me.
Hey, Eddie.
Yeah, do you want to?
Yeah.
Is this Fast Eddie?
Yeah, Mr. Donald.
Hey, don't Fast Eddie.
I'm Slow Eddie.
All right. Just checking. I just seeing where you're at, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just making sure you're staying in line.
Oh, yeah. You know, I stay in my lane.
All right. I didn't know if you want to turn left or something.
No. Only one way I turn left.
All right.
You know that way.
You want to describe your car, Eddie?
Huh?
You want to describe your car so anybody know how you sit in case they got something like you?
It's just a stock suspension Camaro, 3,500 pounds.
Okay. What year?
Small block. 79.
What? Okay. It's the red one, right?
Yeah, the red one, yeah.
Okay, small block on you.
Hey, Eddie.
Yes.
Eddie.
Yeah.
I might have a race for you with a buddy of mine's car. He actually called me tonight. He said he's coming down and he wants me to drive it. I don't know for sure. I don't want to write nothing. Definitely, it's a Camaro like your body style. It's a 350. It's a 355. I know that don't mean nothing, but it is a small block 355 with a little plate on it.
All right.
Maybe we can get something figured out.
Yeah, we can probably do that. Yeah. Right. I'm not for no whole bunch of money though.
No. Trust me. I just bought Ravens seats for the year for my daughter and me. So trust me, we ain't going crazy.
Yeah. Okay,
hey,
no problem.
It's all about having fun, man. It look like
that's all it is with me.
Yeah. You know what?
I got 50-yard line, three rows back, 50-yard line.
I got a pump gas motor. You know that.
I know. So is this. I mean, if he wants to bet it, I'll bet. He can bet it, but I'll drive it. But I ain't betting it. I'll tell you that now. But I'll drive it for him.
What do you mean, Don? What are you talking about?
With my buddy's Camaro. If he wants to bet the race, then I'm going to drive the car, but it's not. I ain't betting no money on it.
Okay. All right.
I guess we'll go there, and when we get there, we'll see each other come. We'll make them two happen.
Right.
That sounds good.
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to open up one more mic, so y'all hold on, because, you know, I'm quite sure these guys have been waiting. 708-6369, your mic's open.
What's going on, Long Island?
Oh, my man, Cadillac, I owe you, bro.
Man, what up, man? Where my money, man?
Yeah, I owe you, buddy.
Yeah, I know.
I was so mad the car had the car on the trailer, you just don't know.
You know what I knew?
Oh, my gosh. I'm thinking, I said, everything all good to go. We ready to roll. We ready to pull out. And boy, oh, boy, boy, I get the shock of the life over here. My wife said, you ain't going by yourself all the way out there. I said, man, I can't believe this. But
if I wasn't
sick, but you know what? I would have sure should have made that ride, but I'd have heard it when I got back.
Nah, you would have heard it, so you couldn't make it. So we ain't going to trip. I just want something double to eat when next time I see you. That's all.
Look, and I heard y'all had a great time out there. Tell me how many races.
Man, we had 43 grudge races, man. 43.
I know.
Man, we had a couple little spills, but everybody went home. You know what I'm saying? And we had a great time, man. We had 43 grudge races. Man, it was a great event, man. Little Tony, man, shout out to them. Shout out to Slout, to all the guys, man. Donnie, Cold Killer, all the guys, man, showed up, man, and Donnie showed out. His new name, I'm going to call him his Jet Fighter, dude. He put it on him. I'm going to call him Jet Fighter, man. Them candles came out, man, about 7 inches, man, on each side. That punk looked like it was going to take off, man. But we had a good time, man. Everybody enjoyed themselves. That's the main thing.
So,
the Lord bless.
So give me one of the upsets out there. Tell me any upsets.
Yeah, the upset was when Donnie knocked off the yellow bumblebee, the yellow Camaro.
Wow, that was good. I ain't gonna lie to you because I saw the bumblebee running before and I was shocked. And when I heard Donnie come out there like that, I said, "Woo!"
Yeah, they came out, man. Voz knocked Leek and Leon off. Leon had a problem, but you still got win is a win. Well, there was so many guys got down through there, man. It was a great event, man. It was a real good event.
Puerto Rican Pete knocked off two people.
Puerto Rican Pete got that Fairmont, right?
He had a little white Vega.
I think that's the little white Vega. Yeah, okay, I forgot about that. I didn't really get a chance to see too many other races.
Wow. Now, how about my Buick boys?
I didn't get a chance to see too many races. I didn't get a chance to see too many Buick races because I was up there messing with my own car. So I had a couple little issues. But after all said and done, man, we had a great time. Uncle Larry had a good time. D had a good time. Baby boy, all clocks off, fellas. Big shout out to Sham. Sham was there. Everybody was in the place, man, besides you. But we know you had – we know why you weren't there. We wasn't mad.
Why? I'm going to make it up to y'all. I promise y'all, I'm going to be there this year. I'm going to make it up.
Well, God willing, we hope you come on. You got to take care of your thing first. Take care of you. The race is going to be there. You got to put you first.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just sitting back
and listening
to the show, man.
The
next date is Saturday at that's at Codobia Raceway. That Donnier's having a race, and Drag is having a race Saturday and Sunday at Byron Raceway, and that's in Aurora. Rock. What is that? Rock, man. God, dog it. Rockford. He's in Rockford. He's going to be in Rockford.
And when's the next one that Lil Tony's at?
Lil Tony's, I think, is the 31st of August, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, man, y'all bumping heads with us. We got the 31st, too. Golly.
Yep.
You got anything else? Anything else?
Not that I know of.
Because I know a few of my guys want to do something, and basically I like to pull Donald out there with me, too, because his car's right in that category with them guys. You know, street car stuff. So I like to pull a couple of guys with me, coming on down there with me. I got my man, 4-speed Dwayne. If he can get off, maybe I can get in with a 4-speed shifting.
Mm-hmm.
Just have some fun.
I'm definitely trying to get off, you know.
I'm gonna be looking for you, man. I'm gonna have an appetite too, man. I'm letting you know. So you might need to bring you a couple of hundred.
Hey,
I do eat ice cream and cake.
When I get back up. I wish y'all could have made it up here this year, Saturday. We got a big one going on over here. It's something. Gotta say it's gonna be a good one. When I say good, I mean, we got a few races out here that, oof, my goodness. I don't even want to say how much money they're locked in for. Oh, golly. They got to run, put it this way. For what they got it locked in for, they have a race.
Well, you know, hey, man. You know, everybody trying to get it in, man, because, man, the summer is winding down, bro. Do you know next week is August? This week is August.
I know. You can feel the coolness in the air already.
Yeah, dude. You can tell, man. We had a beautiful summer, man. You know, like I say, time you blink and sneeze is over, but, hey, it is what it is.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I can say, man.
I mean,
like I say, man, I look forward to seeing you, man, at one of these races.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely, trust me, if everything worked out, I said, man, I don't tell my wife, I'm going to learn you how to drive this here truck. You're going to learn how to drive this truck. Help me out. Drive. Heck with this. You know, you depend on somebody, you know what I'm saying? And you know how it go. You got your heart ready to roll. Also, what happened? Where you at? Don't hear nothing. So, it happens. I never thought, but,
you already know how that go, man. You know how that go, man. It ain't nothing new. Hey, happy wife, happy life. So to keep you, the man don't never get no respect. The man always on the back. The man made the train to go over the highways and over the railways and over the highway and
you
the land and the,
more
and the air. Yes, sir. Boy, I love that song, but man, we don't get no respect. Look, when Father's Day come up, where we at? Mother's Day come up, Mama get all kind of gifts. Daddy time. half the time they don't say happy Father's Day to him. You know how they tell us
yes.
Don't lie.
Drugs and socks.
Huh?
You get drugs and socks.
That's it. Hey, you might have a new pair of underwear. You might, or you got some clean ones, some socks. You might get some. Hey, wait a minute, Long Island. You might get a T-shirt, some drawers, and some socks. You might get some flip-flops. You might, if you don't hit it right. But it's all good, though, man.
Life
ain't never
spice,
been easy.
Some Old Spice cologne.
That's it.
Man. Yes, sir. You better not walk in there with a little something come on Mama's Day, though.
No. You better have both hands and have the wheelbarrow filled up. And the wheelbarrow's got both hands with a whole bunch of big faces on there. Big heads. They're not having too many little heads now. You better have some big heads with you. Make it all good, but it's all right, man. I ain't hate. As the pastor said yesterday, man is the king and the prince. We press it. We are prince. You know, man is king of the castle. But to get to a king, you got to be a prince first. You heard me?
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep it 100 now. As long as you keep God first, everything going to be all right. Going to be all right. Hallelujah. Can I get the church to say amen? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for my brother Long Island, boy. He didn't make it through. He didn't make it to the track, but he's making it through. He's pressing his way. That's all that happened. That's all that
counts. Amen.
That's it. Well, I tell you, everybody says, I'll tell you, there's so many things going on this week that I wish they didn't bump heads like that. But I already had talked to Donye before, and he was like, man, he said, you didn't want that one like that. Because he would have been back out here. Donye was here last time.
Yeah.
And he loved
it. I say, if you can't make it, no, just send a little support. That's all, man. That's all.
Oh, yeah.
That's all. That's what we talk, send a little support. That's all.
Yeah.
You know, everybody, you know, that's how we do.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, the thought was there. We just couldn't make it through. That's all.
Yeah.
Something else came up.
I'm going to make sure I'm coming through before the end of the year.
Long out. Man, just make sure you get eating money. I got to get something to eat.
You got it. You got me, Dwayne. I tell you, you got me on that one. But it's all good. Listen. All I can say, I've been eating good. I've been eating good off of them for a while. You know what I'm saying?
I know. So that's really, everybody get a turn, man. That's all. Hey, we still gotta have. Hey, man got beat so bad Saturday night. My buddy called him and said, "Man, what happened?" Man said, "I don't want to talk about it, man. Y'all don't talk about me. Talk about something else." I like, you can't be no loser like that. You got to have a happy season. That man was so mad, boy. Hey, it's like this in this game. You got to be able to take it like you get it. If you win it, you smile. If you lose, you got to smile. But some people don't say
that's
it like that. They just, man, hey, if I win, I win. I'm glad. If I lose, I'm going to take it on the chin. Man, that's
let me
all
tell
I
you,
do.
I did that plenty of times, and I ain't going
to
lie to you.
That's it.
I have went up there, and I'll tell you right now, whether I win or lose, I'll go over there and shake your hand and say you're good race. You got
that's
some
it.
People that just been around can't take you.
Wow.
I told a guy one day, and I told him, I said, listen, man, I said, not to be hard or nothing, but if you're taking it like that there, you shouldn't be in the game.
You shouldn't be
there's
in the game.
There's always somebody out there that,
that's it.
Always somebody out there that could beat you.
That's it.
So that's how
it, man.
And anything
if you
can happen.
Can't take
so
it on
I
the chin.
Never,
anything can happen. If you can't take it in the chin in this game here, you don't need to be out here. You don't need to be even doing it. Because, man, look at here. With the same thing make you laugh, make you frown, baby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, let me tell you something. I'm going to be real with you. I already know. I said I got it coming to me when I hear it from Tony, the kid Tony. I know it's coming. But it is what it is, you know. You got to take the good with the bad. So I gotta listen to him. He going to tell me I was scared of him and everything else. But, you know, I got to take it. I didn't make it there. But I promise you, when I say I'm going to do it, I'm doing it. I'm going to make sure I got to. If I got to leave the car up there the week before so I can fly up there to get it, I'm going to be there. I promise you that one. I was telling Phil that last night. I said, we got to get your car up there. We got to be at on August 2nd. We got to be there. I said, if I got to turn around, drive that car out there and leave it and come back and get mine, then I'm going to have to do it. I don't care how you do it. I said, from now on, when we say we're going to do something, we're going to have the car ready ahead of time, and we're going to have a backup plan. Can't turn around and be relying on one plan.
Yeah.
So got to be a backup. And now these guys, everybody, like we coming out to Buzz Creek. We got two busloads coming out. I mean, they already told me, why don't you set a trip up and let us go out west? I said, well, I don't know about this year, but next year I think we're going to set the bus up so we can go out west. So I'm trying to work on this car head carrier. And then we can turn around and put eight cars in there and then bring eight cars out west. And then turn around and have a busload. Everybody ride in the bus. If we ain't tired, then we can go out on the west.
That's it.
I got to go out there, man. I ain't eat this week. I thought I was going to be eating good this week.
Hey, I know somebody who is going to be eating good this week and next week. And it's all thanks to my big buddy, Long Island Joe, baby. Hey, Joe's making it happen, baby. Cadillac going to eat good. Hey, I won't double everything. There ain't no problem. I'm listening now. You hesitated a little bit, Joe. Come on, man.
When I'm there, you're going to eat good. I'm going to tell him first, bring a whole bunch of salad first. You got to eat all the salad first and give them a whole bunch of water.
Wait a minute, hold on, man. I ain't trying to be like no rabbit, man. Why you trying to treat me like a rabbit, man?
No, I'm going to give you food after that, but you got to eat. You got to first sit down and eat, drink the water, the bread.
He's trying to give me food. Hey, okay. See, you ain't right, Joe. See, okay. All right. See, I see how you shoot now. Okay, hey,
No. Then I'm going to let you eat now. I don't know how much you eat, but, you know.
I'm going to let you go and eat the salad and the bread. I'm going to go and get it in. That's all I'm going to do.
You know, when they got the meat there,
the potatoes, I'm gone.
Tell me something. No, they got the JR Steakhouse out there.
The who?
Do y'all got JR Steakhouse out there?
JR? No, I don't know about JR. We got Gibson Steakhouse.
Yeah, we
got
a 21-ounce. I think it's 21-ounce steak over here. They said if you eat it, you can have it for free. But they got to put your picture up on the wall. You ain't got nothing like that out there like that?
No, we ain't got nothing like that out there. No.
Okay.
We going down to Gibson. I'm going to Gibson's on Long Island. We're gonna take the race cars and everything and park them in front of the joint. Let them know we come to eat. And we're gonna let them know that Long Island is.
I promise you, you know me. You got it.
I got it. I ain't worried about it, man. You just take care of yourself.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, and I got to
make
sure
we're going to sit down. We're going to break bread.
All right, brother.
We definitely.
I'm on mute. I'm laying back.
All right, you take care now, Cadillac.
All right.
What?
All right, now. Okay.
Yeah, we coming home on weekends.
Yeah, I tell you, you got to go out there with me,
right.
Dwayne, I'm telling you, you got to see it. Donald, I got to bring Donald out there. I definitely want to try to bring Donald. He got to see what it's about.
Wow.
They don't mind racing and having fun. You know.
See, that's good.
That was
that's
Cadillac
about,
Joe.
You know?
That's a good man.
Wow.
Were
they the Midwest?
Me.
Yeah.
Great.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
They're going to move.
Good.
What part, like Chicago or Detroit?
Yeah, Michigan. You got Michigan. You got Chicago. You know, they come from all over, man. They when I say good guys, they're real good guys.
Wow, that's powerful. That's what you want, you know.
Yeah, you have some fun with those guys. They took me out when the first time I got down there, they took me out to eat. Sam took me out, took the whole family, everybody that was with us.
Mm.
And they went and fed us at the Italian beef sausage.
Wow.
And, man, it was great. When I say great, it was great.
That's
everybody
powerful.
Talked about it. And that was one of those things. I said, I enjoyed myself. And that's
good
what I like.
Hospitality down there too, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
That's real good.
It is nothing, I hate to say it, but it's nothing like New York.
I believe it.
You know how New York is sometimes. People barely want to say hi to you when they pass by you.
Isn't that something that's sad, you know what I mean?
When I was out in Chicago, you just swore up and down, I knew the people at the table next to us. Hey, come on, you got to try the cheesecake. You got to do this here. Chris and I'm taking a picture. Everybody taking pictures. Bob, everybody taking pictures. The lady jumped up in the picture with him. I had to laugh about it. I'm looking. I'm like, who he?
Wow. Yeah, y'all see
funny,
that here.
You
that's
know?
Something new, you know?
Yeah, you know, and we had to laugh about it. Yeah, come on, jump over here. We don't even know who their names were.
Oh,
they ain't never
wow.
been to a track in their life, and they said, man, we ain't never been to a track. They came to a track that day. That's something. They just met them
that's
and now they met them. Man, yeah, so that's what all it's about, man. You can turn around and meet new people. Guess what? I might be out there and don't have a car. I can turn around and I say, oh, man, we out in Chicago, man. I don't know nobody. Dang, I know Cadillac Joe. Let me call you out here. What you doing, Cadillac? Let's go. You know, go fishing, anything. Ain't got to be racing all the time. Same way with Donald.
Yeah.
I called Donald in a heartbeat. Donald turned around. I needed something. He went right down to the shop for me and picked it up for me. Sent it to me at 1, 2, 3. Now, you know, that was something, man. I turned around, sending the money back. And that's how it was, you know. That's the kind of friendship it is. You know, we might race each other, but we still be friends. Ain't no big deal.
That's right.
You know, and that's how it's supposed to be. But, you know, certain people can't take it to heart. They lose, they win. You know what I mean? If they lose, they don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
Man, you know, I met a lot of people through this racing and had a lot of fun with everybody. But I thought Short Dog would be on here by now. I'm going to see what I can do with him. I'm going to see if I can text him and tell him, go ahead and get on the phone. I know he should have been on here by now. But I'm really surprised he ain't got on there. Otherwise, I'm going to have to talk about it because I know I had a couple papers over here. And I'm going to call him up right now. Let me see what I can get. See if I can get him on here. Because he needs to go ahead and tell everybody what's going on. Because I know right now, boy, that's all you hearing. Everybody's talking about it. But, if you can, I'm going to see. I had Pokey's number, and I thought I'd be able to get Rat on here because I really wanted to see Rat.
You want me
to
let me hit Kenny,
okay.
And I'm going to call him up. All right.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm going to hit Short Dog up right now and see what I can do. And if everything work out, Short Dog will come on here and tell everybody what's going on because he told me he was going to be a report up. Hey, Short Dog.
Yeah, I'm gonna text Kenny and tell Kenny to have him come on.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, bye. Okay. Yeah, Short Dog will call in a few minutes. But if you get Kenny a call, but I know there's a lot of guys out there right now and talking about racing, and I gotta say one thing: if you want to race this week, this is your best time to come. Can't say nothing better than what it is right now. All these guys are all saying they're going. Everybody wants to run. So, I mean, like I said, I'll tell you right now, Dwayne, just like you and the Oldsmobile.
Uh-huh.
You know, I really don't want to see the Long Island guys run each other, but hey, y'all are good matchup.
It works out, right?
That's a good matchup, you hear me? Both of them 23, one stick and one automatic.
Yeah.
You know?
That's right. His weight is there, my weight's there, you know, and, you know,
we see what happens there, you know.
Yeah, we might have to go ahead and let y'all go ahead and fight it out.
Exactly. Hey, it's all about having fun, you know, Joe. It's all about having fun.
Yeah.
That's what.
Talk about.
I don't mind it at all, you know.
Okay. Yeah, because we might have to mess around and let that happen, because I know that a lot of guys, Lance should be coming with a little Camaro. He ran really good. He's a little kid, man. I don't have Facebook, but my son showed me the race, which I told them about that. They shouldn't be putting those videos up of them out there racing on the street. That's the only thing.
Right.
You out there like that? You got a plate on your car. That's asking for it. There. You know? I don't know about that one. You know, they thinking they on like they on. That's what happened. The kid Lance, he was saying the Lance Rest. I forgot the guy's name. He's out there from by your way. He raced them. They ran for $3,500 a piece on the street last night.
Wow.
Lance drove him around.
I heard something went down out by the Riverhead, down by the Calverton area.
Oh, no. They had to come leave from there. There was too many people there.
Okay.
They had to leave out of there. They had everything there. Cadillac there. The Cadillac was running good. Oh, they had some stuff out there. And they put it all on YouTube. That's what messed them up. That's the reason why they had to leave there.
Yeah, you can't
do
that.
Screwed. Nah, you don't do. You listen. I think what the problem is, everybody's looking at TV and watching that Oklahoma stuff, and
yeah,
don't realize
that
stuff is staged. That stuff is not real. Everybody's thinking it's real.
If you go,
I forgot what part on YouTube. They can show you. They was running in a hangar, and showed the police sitting there, like just sitting on the side in their video. And now, okay, trying to let the police come in. They put the lights on. They showed it. Now the problem is over here, these guys are thinking, oh, they doing it over there. No, they ain't.
It's already planned, like
a movie.
Yeah, even if they are doing it over there, you got two different states. New York ain't going to have it. You know what I mean?
Like, listen, years ago, they ran on a conduit, let everybody race for 6 months. They had one cop in the whole field. He was racing.
Yeah.
And he turned around, next thing you know, he came back and got everybody caught.
Yeah.
Picked up everybody's.
Yeah. It ain't like back in the day, back in the 80s, when they used to run 150th Street over by the airport, Fountain Avenue down by Shea Stadium. I mean, that used to be crazy back then, you know. Things changed a lot.
Yeah. I'm gonna open up another couple more mics here, because I see a couple people just told me to open their mics, and I didn't see them out there. They didn't hit the one button first, but I see they down here, so...
All right.
Open up this mic here, okay?
He's trying right
okay,
right now to call in.
Sound right. Good. All right. 248-1625. Your mic's open.
What's happening, Joe? It's your boy Kev.
What's going on, Kev? How's everything?
Everything is good. I've got those dates for you that you were talking about, Lift Tony's race. It's going to be August the 30th in Martin, Michigan, and then the next one is going to have to be October the 4th. I'm going to get the schedule right now on, if you go to 131 Martin, Michigan, go to the schedule. October the 1st. October the 1st and August the 30th.
347-850-1016. Okay. Anything else going on, Kev?
No, sir. Hey, Joe, throw me in the private room real quick.
Huh?
So put me in the private room real quick.
Hold on 1 second, okay? Hold on 1 second. Okay, just a minute. 3-4-7-8-5-0-1. Yeah, these guys, it should be some good running going on. I'm going to have Short Joe just that got in there just a while ago, so I'm waiting for him. He's going to just now give me a call. You're going to give us this report. And it looked like August 2nd going to be the hot ticket. Look like it's going to be a lot of racing. I really rather have Short Dog say it because I really don't want to say it because I know that everybody's been talking about it. And there's a couple of races that he want to talk about. So I promised him I'll let him say it. I don't know
That's
if he's... Tough. You know, I just want to make sure he... Go ahead. But here we got him right now. 840-2227. Short Dog, your mic's open.
What's going on, Jeff?
Not much. How's everything, Short Dog?
I'm all right. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Okay,
yeah,
no problem.
Now, I just heard you say something. What was you saying?
Want you to tell people what some of the races are that are locked in for Saturday.
Okay. We got John from up New York, him and the Old Jacks. They locked
John
in
SQ.
The run. John SQ,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. They locked in. We got Scoop and the Four Horsemen, Kenny Beecham, locked in. We got Tony Wright. Matter of fact, Tony Wright had three races locked in. He have Sniper with 20. They on 29s with his Mustang, and Sniper them with their new car. Then you have Tony Wright running Scoop. He's locked in with Scoop with Corner. And then you got Tony Wright locked in with Mean Gene with Corner's car. And, man, you have so many. They've been shooting them at me all day. Then we got Willie Dog and them. They have some races that's locked in. I was really trying to get back with them guys today. But just like everything else, I've been working all day. So I apologize.
I understand. No problem. I know you got –
Red Rick with the S10, too. Him and Mumble, Black Mumble, Red's trying to do it again with him. So We had that race too, the two S10s. And
you got Ron Wade and the Wade family versus Charlie Brown and the Brown family. They going at
okay,
it.
Okay, that was the other race that
Zach has tomorrow's.
Yeah.
Mhm. They locked in. You got Racing Jason versus Kevin Hunt. They locked in.
Got Pee Wee.
You got
Pee Wee with the ruler. Pee Wee with the ruler, right?
Yeah, Pee Wee from up Mount Vernon going against the ruler from North Carolina. They locked in. You know, and that's each one of these races. What I like about them is, how can I say it? You got guys saying that the ruler's gonna win. You got guys saying Pee Wee gonna win. You know, and the same way with Mac with the 3M.
Mm-hmm.
He's going against Troublemaker.
Troublemaker.
You got a lot of people going with Troublemaker. You got a lot of people going with Mac.
One thing
so
I can tell you.
That's what makes a good race.
Yeah, and another
mm-hmm.
thing, them races is locked in, they're going to race. Only way them guys won't race is something happen. Some got a break on them cars. It's going to be a good battle this Saturday. I can tell you that much.
Well, you got to figure with a pot like with the deposits that they got.
Exactly.
You don't want to walk out of there.
Yeah, they gonna race. They are gonna race.
You know, that's all I'm hearing. Everybody's saying it, and like I said, we got the DJ out there. So, you know, if your wife or whatever want to go around the music, go ahead, let her go do it while we go out there looking at the races. It don't matter. We're going to have fun for everybody, something for everybody. We got a 50-50 raffle. First place will be the money. Second place will be the TV. Big screen, so don't throw away your tickets. You got a chance to win the TV after that.
And you got Willie Dog on the mic. Got about that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Willie Dog on the mic. So
you got Mike Hill down there tuning.
Yeah, Mike is definitely tuning.
Well, like they said, Mark Hayes going to be out there, too, now.
Ain't no say he's going to be there. Mark Hayes will be on the premise.
So there's been a big discrepancy lately. Like John White been talking junk about Mike Hill, him and Pete. They've been saying that Mike ain't never won a race, and I don't know when. And they ain't worrying about Mike Hill tuning. So I think Mike might got his car set on kill right now. So Pete and him better step it up. That's all I can say.
Hey, Pete and him still hoping he don't have no win when he leaves.
Oh, man. Nah, everybody's talking, so I want to see what's going to happen. You know, everybody said they're going to do something. I know they had a lot of guys that saying they're coming, and a lot of guys been, you know, going out there saying what they're going to do. We know what the other guy's going to do, so if anybody else decides they got something that they want to try, tell them come on out there, go for it.
Well, Saturday's going to be the day for it. We're supposed to have nice weather so far, so that's a plus.
We got the machine out there in case something ever happened. We got to dry out the machine, dry out the track. It'll be 1, 2, 3. I'm not sure if Wicked Bird listening, but he won't hit the one button. They said a man told me, said today, said if Wicked Bird come there, tell him he want, they want all meat and they're going to eat the whole bird, and they're going to spit out the feathers. You can have the feathers. They just want the bird. So I said, oh, man.
Somebody called and told you that.
Somebody called and told me that.
Well, you've been a good friend.
So
you called me up.
I'm going to tell him. I'm just relaying the message. Don't shoot the messenger now. They say they got bird on the agenda.
They must be down south. They like that bird. The barnyard pimp.
Yeah, they like that bird. Yeah. Look, and he live right down there. Said he gonna eat the bird, spit out the feathers.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So your bird better be right. He said they've been at it for each other.
Joe
wanted to do something a long time ago.
Joe, did they ain't say you couldn't tell the name? Who said it?
Oh, I think I'll be all right. You know them wolves like to eat birds.
I'm gonna leave it alone.
Like to eat birds. No, wolves eat birds.
Oh yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, if Wicked heard it, he know who said it then.
Let's see what Wicked got to say. Is he gonna come up to the plate or he gonna be one of those chickens and go back around in the hen house? That's all I can say. The man is willing to go out there and willing to go up on him. Yes, sir. So I gotta give the man credit. He like racing, so gotta give Calvin credit. He like to mix it up with everybody too. Good man, good people. The Wolfpack is definitely going to be in the house that day. You know, and like they say, I seen Calvin get right. He was out there saying he ready. See, he put the video out. He looking for something. And I think we might have something to run him. Another 23, no roll cage, everything like him. And old mobile, G-body and everything. I think we gonna have a little race there.
And y'all ready to do battle?
That one going. Yeah, they be ready to do battle because they talking about it, you know. I mean, I got my boy over here, Dwayne, a little 4-speed. He ain't been out racing in I don't know how long, but he gonna shake the rust off and go snatching gears.
Exactly.
<Chevelle. laughs> he gonna pull it, like, drop the clutch and go to shifting.
Yeah.
And that's a 23 too, you know. All motor. Yeah, so it should be good. Whether you got, I don't care if you got a 12-second car, you can get a race out there that day.
That's right.
It don't matter.
Yeah, and Larry also told me to let everybody know, come on down, and y'all going to have a good time. It's going to be a good time.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's
right. Ain't no doubt about it. Everybody. If you
music and food, we know Calvin, he don't want no bird because he don't like the feathers. So we got to do something else for him.
Yeah, everyone, all you heard was these guys, everybody talking. And so far, you got to say one thing about them. They all out there to run, so they out there to have fun. You know. Calvin told me already, too, he going to dance right after that. So, you might catch him out there doing a wobble.
Hey, Joe. Sometimes he might not be wobbling to the wobble song, though.
I don't know. He might do his victory dance. Look out.
Hey, either the victory dance or the victory wobble.
Somebody, I want to see, look, Bird over there running around, he's talking about he running on feet. Calvin said he running on, well, he ain't going that feet, you know. He going to let the
car
go.
You know what a chicken will do. He get his head cut off, he going to take off on his feet. Don't know where he going.
Oh, man. Now, I'm telling you something now. This came out of the horse's mouth here. That man told me, said, the red truck, he got to stay in the left lane when he run the Black Mamba. He ain't allowed to get in the right lane. That's what he said. Now, I'm just letting you know, if they race, he said the red truck has got to stay in the left lane.
Well, Joe,
he ain't allowed in the right lane.
Well, I can tell Black Mamba them now. I can tell Bay them he fixed his truck. It ain't going to the right no more. It ain't going to the right.
I don't think it was going to the right. I think it was going to the left, but I don't think it really was going to the left. I just think the burnout was made him go to the left. That's all. I don't think it was nothing else.
Exactly.
That's what I think it happened. I don't think it really was, you know, nothing too much. I'd have loved to see that race.
I'm going to tell you what happened, though. I might as well keep it clean. The accelerator and brake was too close together. The foot got caught between the brake and the accelerator.
Is that what happened?
All jokes aside, that is what happened.
Okay. Okay, I got you. How about Big George? I ain't heard nothing from him lately.
Big George should be there. Big George should be there. He will be on the premises.
Did he change his name again?
I don't know if he's genuine or he's ski mask. I don't know.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, I guess we got to wait for Saturday.
Yeah, I got to see if he's going to have that cover. Because you know Rico said George Pozak gave the ski mask up. When he lost.
Oh, he ain't gave it up?
He ain't get a ski mask up. He was supposed to get a ski mask up, he said.
Well, who was the DP man?
Give me the line. I don't know what happened. Don't give me the line.
Wait, was the DP?
I know Austin.
He let me know.
Austin come up here. He'll tell you. He'll be on a little bit after you get off work. But, it's gonna be really, really good. I know for a fact, I know it's going to be a lot of races. I just don't know what the time limits are. Some of them at 6 o'clock. Some 7, you know. Scoot's got an hour breakdown, you know, hour rule after he passed. I think he's got to run Kenny Beachman first. Then he's going to turn around, come right back and run Tony Wright. Tony Wright got to run, take the rule, the corner. I think he's got to run one of the horsemen first, too.
Gene, he runs Gene. But Gene race before that, too. Now, he just called me today on that race. He got a couple races locked in, Mean Gene. So I think he'll do other races before he even run corner now.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all he locked in.
Okay.
He just called me today
and
told me that, and that he already locked in. And actually speaking, when he called me, I was like I said, I was tied up at work today, so I didn't get all the names and all that, but he's locked in with someone else, too.
Okay. All right. Well, the way it's going right now, mean, there's so many races locked in, I don't even know half of them. And, you know, there's still more to come. And like I said, Donald, you know, Donald's looking for a little something. And I know the other guys look, Fat Rat and all of them, and the other guys from Long Island, they're all looking for something. They're all bringing cars.
So today, we was on the phone with a guy today, you know that, Long Island, that we were trying to run with the Camaro, so we don't know what they're going to do yet. If they see the car, they might like it. If they don't, we won't. That's the Camaro I'll be driving.
You want to tell everybody what kind of car you got so in case somebody looking to do something?
97 Camaro.
Okay, 97 Camaro. On motor or juice?
Prefer juice, but we will run on the motor.
Okay, so if anybody got something like that and they looking for a run,
chassis
give me a call and I'll put you in. Huh?
Chassis car.
Anything? Okay, chassis car. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So there will be a chassis car all in the house. I know, I'm not sure yet, but they got a little Cavalier. And if everything works out, I think Georgie Greek might have his car there. And he's going to be looking for something to do, too, a chassis car and juice. I'm waiting to see whether he's going to give me a call. When they give me a call back, let me know. And that should be very, very interesting.
Hey, Joe.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I ain't heard from that guy. Just let me know if he gets on. I have to get off. I got to put my kids to bed.
No problem, Donald. What I'll do is I'll make sure if maybe tomorrow, if he gets in touch with me, I'll get in touch with you on the phone and I'll three-way us, and we'll work out something so y'all can go ahead and get it off.
All right, yeah, like I said, I got to get off here to give him bass and put him in bed and stuff, so.
No problem.
Ain't no problem, buddy.
Yeah, if I don't hear from you, I'll definitely see you Saturday.
Yes, sir.
All right, you take care, Donald.
Right,
hey, thanks. Donald. Donald,
yeah.
How about hell yeah? They gonna be ready?
You know, we actually went down to Capitol Friday with that car, did some testing. You know, changed a couple little things around. I haven't talked to him. I don't know if he's coming or not, honestly. I can let you know by tomorrow though. He's definitely. I mean, he loves that son of a bitch loves the race. So.
Yeah, because they do have a couple cars that only got one hit on them, and they're looking for runs.
Are they going to talk about the Willie bars and all that, or are they going to race?
Nah, they're not no crybabies with that.
Okay.
Don't
worry about no crying.
Because I
still don't understand this. 28, 29, you know, I can't race you, and all this other shit. All these rules, but there ain't no weight rule. I can't get the rest of the rules. Guys get real fast on little tires.
Yeah. They ain't gonna cry, but they'll definitely go out there, and they're willing to go ahead and play around. So should be no problem. All right.
I will find out for you.
Okay, definitely. And we'll
go
from there. All right, you take care now, Donald. Okay.
Bye, bud.
Yeah, so it should be good. So Short Dog, you got anybody else you looking for?
No, not really, because like I said, I won't be bringing the car myself until Friday, so I can't jump up and down too much. But I know I'll try some of them.
Okay. All right. I mean, anybody out there right now that decide they feel like they want to be froggy and looking to do something, you know, y'all go ahead and get on here because, like I heard you say, you know, the red truck would definitely be looking for Black Mamba. Well,
yeah,
what do y'all call the red truck? Huh?
Hot sauce.
Hot sauce? So
yeah,
y'all want to put some hot sauce? So y'all want to put some hot sauce on the Black Snake, huh?
That what you said.
y'all said y'all want it, so I want to see. I know that last time when he was looking for y'all, boy, he wanted y'all bad, boy. Better than a hen want teeth. He wanted y'all. So I'll wait to see that race. To this day, man, we still over there laughing about that race. I ain't going to lie, boy. When they both did the John Force burnouts.
One just didn't get off the gas pedal.
Yeah, I turned my head, my son yelled, "Oh, he hit the wall." I said, "No, he didn't. Stop playing." I said, "Oh, my God." So he got to redeem himself.
Yeah, he do.
He can't turn around. He's going out there. Look, you better tell him, just do your normal burnout and go ahead on out there and run. And, like,
hey, I'm going to tell you, I was standing in front of the truck, Joe. When he started burning out, I said, he holding that too long. Let me get out of the way.
Yeah. Look, I heard something after that happened. Y'all went to go put the car in the trailer, and it was even worse.
Then they tore my trailer up, man. I said, this is it.
I don't mean to laugh at y'all, though, but I just heard that. I'm like, come on.
Yeah, it is.
Man, oh, man.
The ramp off and everything. I say, man, I don't believe this.
Uh-oh. I think I got your man on here. I might have your buddy here. Oh, shoot. 336-1773. Your mic open.
What's going on?
Well, what's going on, Austin?
Man, nothing much. Trying to get this thing together.
Well, you know, they just said they're going to put some hot sauce on that black snake.
They better be able to digest it. That's all I can say.
Hey, sure, dog.
Huh?
You hear, right? This is
oh,
black
I hear,
mama.
Man. I'm going to relay the message. That's all I can do. I ain't gonna go all back. I can't say too much. But he's
much.
Definitely looking for him.
All right. Okay. All right, Austin. You heard that, right?
Austin, so
yeah,
y'all
heard
everything straight?
Oh, no, we in crunch hour right now.
Mm-hmm.
Late parts came in, still ain't got all of them. They probably won't be here tomorrow.
Oh, okay. I'm going to let them know, though.
Okay, so now tell me something, Austin. What else is coming out? I know the ruler and all of them coming. Tell me some of the cars that are coming out of Piedmont over there.
So far, it's just looking like the ruler with probably his other car, small block car as well. And if we get it ready, we coming. That's about it so far.
You got Lance
okay.
coming, don't you?
Well, yeah.
Well, that's number four.
Yeah, Lance coming too.
And I think Travis might have the pro mod there as well.
Yeah, he bringing that too.
And where he going wrong with that? Maybe we might get him and George Williams to go down there.
I don't know.
You have
to
ask him, but if that happens, I want Travis.
Hmm.
Okay. A lot of people won't. What they get might be totally different.
Yeah.
Well, at least you be getting what you want.
Exactly. Just like y'all gonna get what y'all want as long as I can get this damn thing crunk up.
Look, you ever been somewhere and you get the wrong thing, you say what you want? It looks
yeah.
so poked out. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, since I really can't talk, since I ain't got no oil pressure right now, but we plan on testing this thing Thursday, and everything goes well, we bring it up there. Will he be willing to go straight off the trailer?
He probably will, to tell you the truth. I'm not going to, I mean, I can't really say. I wish he was on here.
Man, y'all can't be putting that much pressure on that man. Last time, you see what happened?
They moved the gas pedal, man. They moved the brake or the gas pedal. One of them been moving. Hey, now, if you do that again, I don't know what's happening. Y'all, hey, Joe, you going to stop talking about my friend.
Hey, hold on. If you do it again, he knows he just really didn't want none of that snake.
Yeah,
I just being truthful about it, man. It just happened, you know. not bad, just
but
I'm gonna
tell you the truth though.
I'm
gonna tell you the truth though. But for that man, he just the day that he wound up wanting to run them, he had just bought that truck out. So I know he liked the race. He wants the race. He gonna race. So I mean, you know, it'll be all right.
But. You know what? He won the first one, right?
He won. Yeah.
He beat George.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
yep.
He looked good on that run. He looked good.
He looked good to y'all.
Hey, that's what I agree to say. I agree to tell him. I knew he was going
to
say
he looked good to y'all because that day I was giving him the back tie.
You giving it to him Saturday?
Say, on the trailer, go heads up. You got the bigger tie, don't you?
I don't know what he got on there. That ain't my truck.
I'm going to bring it to the 29s and we can go heads up straight off the trailer.
I'm going to tell him you're going to bring them, too, when I talk to him.
And that damn George, I'm surprised he ain't got on here tonight. Mr. Ski Mask himself.
Got
himself robbed.
Yeah.
He gets robbed when he robs other people.
Huh? I don't think he robbed nobody yet. I think he's a good Samaritan. I think he get the money back.
He still got to give us our masks, you know. I need my mask.
Yeah, that's the God honest truth. I think. Let me stop. Yo, short dog. Short dog. You
yeah,
know what I say?
Who's that?
I think he's a good Samaritan. I don't think he'd be robbing nobody.
Yeah, George, he's genuine. He when he robbed you genuine. Yeah. Look,
yeah.
He one of them robbers. When he rob you, he gonna leave you with something. So you all right?
Yeah. Come back. I'm sorry. I needed to loan it for a minute. I'm gonna give it back to you. But yeah, let me open up another mic. I see somebody was laying here.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm telling you. What you know? 773-625.
That's
yours right there.
Hello.
I'm ready for him. I was going to run him in. I ain't had no money.
That's not like Jay. Nah, they got on conference call last, so I have a whole lot on that one.
What was that area code?
773?
Oh, no, they ain't yours.
That sounds like it's out in Chicago.
Yeah, that ain't yours.
Yeah, they jumping on my case. I think they were because they wanted me to be there, and I didn't get to make it. Yeah, I missed on that one. But I owe the man dinner. Boy, he said he can eat, too.
Boy.
He said he can eat. I'm going to bring him to the, what do you call that thing? The salad bar. Or buffet, all you can eat. Yeah, $10.99. Eat all you can.
Hey, well, you gotta put a sign up. That's only for the ones fasting.
Man, oh man, I said I'm going somewhere. We gonna have to make it back up there. I just couldn't make it this last one, but it happened. I ain't all the rest of them I've been making. I just happened to mess up on this one. I really ain't messed up. Partner was the one that supposed to be with me. But it didn't happen, so I couldn't ride by myself.
Hey, well, I'll tell you one thing. You know what you used to can do. Nowadays, you can't do what you used to do.
No. How true
so
it is.
So guess what you did?
Got older
you did the
now.
Right thing. Stay home.
Yeah, got older. You know how to go. Can't do it like you used to. I used to be able to stay up and ride all the way through the night, come back, ride on back home. Shoot, give me a room and go to sleep. Look, I used to be able to turn around, open the window, and let the cold air hit me for a little bit, and put it back up and keep riding.
Hey, Joe.
I ain't doing that no more.
Hey, I used to do the same thing. I can get me some sunflower seeds, open the windows, and ride and turn the music on. Everybody in the truck talking about, man, what is wrong with you freezing us? I was like, y'all better be froze or go down through the woods.
Yeah, I can't do it like I used to. Used to be pretty good, but I ain't doing that like that. I don't mind riding, but I do like to have somebody with you, you know what I mean? Every now and then I can share the drive. I just wish my little one had a license. If he had a license, we would have been on that road. It was just me and him ready to go, but I just didn't have another driver with me. We sure was up. I'm looking at the thing. I said, man, I ain't going to make it. He said, you better not go out there. You know how that was. Don't mess around. You already sick. You ain't supposed to be going that far. You ain't supposed to take your medicine. All right. I ain't going.
Oh, so you didn't get your permission slip signed to see if you can go anyway?
No. You know, I'm supposed to take medicine. And what happened was If you take it, you get drowsy, so I can't drive. So that was the problem. So I was hoping to have a driver with me, then I could turn around, go to sleep a little bit, wake back up, keep moving. But didn't have the driver. So that's what I got hurt on. But it's okay.
Hey, Joe, you bringing both vehicles out this Saturday?
That's what I'm planning on right now. That's what I'm working on right now, see, because I think I'm going to have to do a second plan because I got to make sure I got Phil to go to. His truck is sitting there. Ain't nothing wrong, you know.
Uh-huh.
I think I got to do it with the carburetor back on. He ready to ride.
So you need a driver or?
I'm probably going to get a whole tow vehicle, somebody to tow him, that's all.
Okay.
So
okay.
Make sure he can get there.
Yeah.
I already told him, I said, I got to bring mine. Definitely got to have me a little fun. I ain't been out in a while. So, look, that's my outlet. You know, I'm going to be real with you.
Right, right. Yeah. Other than that, that's it.
Yeah, well, you don't feel good. I'm going to tell you something. This is God honest truth. Ain't too many things. You either going to catch me at the track or you're going to catch me fishing. You don't catch me doing too much other than any other thing. You know, in the wintertime, you'll catch me up at my son wrestling meet. That's what you want to catch me at. You look for me, that's where I'll be. I'll be out there playing around with him. But, you know, you got to have a little outlet, something that you can
do. That's right. You have to.
You know. So that's my little outlet. My little outlet is racing.
That's
one with it. Keep it going.
Seasonal, do it. Have fun. Then when the other season comes, like you said, you with your son wrestling. So you have two parts of the season going, you know?
Yeah. But I promise go ahead, Dwayne.
No, go ahead, Joe. Go ahead.
Yeah, I promise you that my season ain't over with the racing right now, so it's going to go. I'm going to try to get this in as fast as I can.
I hear you.
You know, the doctor said, listen, you know, just be easy on a little bit, you know. I said, I will. I promise you. You know.
Yeah, because you got to get rest, too, you know. Your health is important.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
You know, do a little rest, you know. It's all good. But, you know, by doing this, you know, it gives you joy, you know what I mean? It's only seasonal, you know. If you don't get it in now, Jack Frost come next to it.
Kids, you know how it is? You got that cabin fever in the house then.
Yeah, you're right.
You be out there in the garage trying to crack the car up, there's a smell of cam too. You're feeling lonely. Now you're looking at CDs and stuff, trying to look to see what the heck you can watch on the racing. I want to be able to get it in. I want this here one, like I said, if it's all taped in and everybody have all their cars there and they're all racing that day,
you
all get, you know, you get a CD and you can just sit back in the winter time and look at it. Look what he did. Look what
exactly.
This one did.
Exactly, yeah.
I got a couple phone calls, so I know a couple guys going to be looking for action. So, hell yeah, is already. I got a text this while ago. Hell yeah, we'll be in the building, and he will be looking for action.
Hmm.
Definitely will be looking for action. So I'm just letting y'all know right now. So if you got something that can mess with hell yeah, you know, I know the one day we were there. I mean, those guys are some good guys, and hell yeah, came over to me, man. He wanted to do something when he came all the way up here. He said, "Well, what about us going motor to motor?" I was like, "Wow."
Wow.
I was like, man, oh, man. I was like, hell yeah. Look at the car. Like, damn. Kind of like wanted to because I ain't been out all year. And I was like, man, well, you know, we got to do. We almost got it off, but my son ended up racing that day.
Oh, okay.
And that's when he ran Carlton, get right.
Mm.
He ran Carlton, and Carlton turned around and I forgot what they call them out in DMV. They called them something. They gave him the 3-foot trophy. He was a rookie of the year or something.
Uh-huh.
But, old Phil cut him in the lights, and that was it.
Wow.
I was into that race. So I'm quite sure Carlton probably going to want to get some get back on Phil. You know how that go. Yeah, you got to do something. I got to get these school clothes.
That's right. You better get out there and get with it.
You better get out there, Phil. You got to try to win the race.
That's
do
right.
Something.
It's just school right around the corner.
Yeah, I mean.
But he got another four more weeks. You better get out.
That's about it. Yeah. He doing his thing, though. I got to give him credit. He's driving good. He's doing good. One thing about it, I can be riding. If I got him in the car, if it's all daytime, it's good. Me and him went all the way to damn near the border, south of the border. We was at Thunder Valley. And
wow.
He sat right up on the side of me and kept me up. Everybody looked worrying about me, calling me up. I knew I had to go to the hospital, you know, the following day when I get back, you know.
Yeah.
So basically, I needed some way. I had to get out of it. I had to get clear my head.
You need something to go to escape, just to clear your mind and have fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So that's basically what I did. And I went down to Thunder Valley, even though I know I had to be there and back home the next day.
Mm-hmm.
I knew what I had to do. I left out and I rode through the night. Oh,
but you ran two races that weekend. You had Saturday and Sunday out there, right? You ran.
Yeah, we went to
Saturday.
Fayetteville on Saturday and then went to Thunder Valley on Sunday. Man, I didn't think it was going to be that daggone hot. I was in the shade and it was 96 degrees. I said, golly, that was Sunday.
You said it was hot out there.
It was. But Saturday was great down in Fayetteville. We raced until 1:30 at night.
Wow.
And that tennis tie shootout, man, you couldn't ask nothing better than them guys was doing it. ATF, the cars, Travis, they were going good. Everybody really ran good. A lot of money runs. Zabo with the turbo car, he was doing the great out there. It was definitely on the money. I mean, I couldn't ask nothing better than that. And that's what I like about this week. Because even if it does be a little hot in the daytime, don't forget, we run until 1 in the morning.
Yeah, so it's going to cool off.
And that's a lot of the guys that are actually racing around 7 o'clock. And what I like about when they're racing around 7 or even if they're racing around 9 o'clock, especially the big boys, I like seeing the flame come out of the pipes.
That's
something about it. It's going to give you a good shoulder look. If you look at the pro mods and stuff for now and the flame coming out, it'll look great going down the track. So it's going to be a lot of torches lit.
Yeah. You're going to be prepped around 6, 7?
Oh, the track is going to be prepped ahead of time.
Okay.
Believe it or not, at 1 o'clock, that track is going to be ready. On kill.
Oh, they're not going to spray it back down again. Let it rest.
Oh yeah, they got the dry. We got everything. They dry the whole bit. Ain't nothing spared on this one.
I think the track's gonna be nice and cool.
Yeah,
right
well, you ain't gotta worry about that. I don't care if there's a spill on the track. They got it made. We got it already.
I believe that.
You don't have to worry about nothing. Everything will be there. Ain't gotta worry about nothing. Dwayne, let me open up this other mic because I see somebody keep hitting me in and out and they keep coming off and on. 757-777. Your mic's open.
What's going on, Long Island Joe? It's Weeby.
Hey, what's going on, Weeby? How's everything, man?
I'm doing all right. Just coming off a loss on Saturday that I was faced with. I'm trying to get some money back.
I thought you had
him. Damn,
I thought you had him from the video when I first looked at it.
Yeah, I thought but that wind light came on. I'll tell you what, that was one of the best races I've had in my life. I'll tell you that.
You moved first, you was there, and they come around you upstairs.
Yeah, old Blue Magic just ain't have enough magic.
Well, maybe you can bring some work to magic this week. You got anybody you're looking for this week?
I need to get somebody. That's $4,000 hurt me. I had to sleep on the couch. I'm still on the couch.
Oh, no. Come on now. Ain't like that.
Man. But, you know, it's all fun and, you know, I mean, that's racing. Can't win them all. You know what I mean? But it's on my part. I don't got no excuses. I lost. You know, only one stage stayed on. I thought the second one would have came in, but it didn't. But hell, I mean, that just
wow.
That's racist. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
we had a problem. We had a problem at the track. And my fogger, two of my fogger lines had broke, so we were gonna plug them off. You know, plug off the nozzles, plug them off, put something in there, and then go ahead and run the race just on the plate. But we got it fixed, and daggone the plate stayed on my dumb tail. Forgot to arm the daggone the second stage. And but hey, that's racing, and that just, you know, rushing at the track, not taking my time, and that's just part of racing.
Yeah, that's true. It happens.
So I'm gonna get somebody Saturday, Maryland. I'm gonna get some of my money back.
Yeah. Now I'm Short Dog, you still on?
Okay.
Is Short Dog, you still on here?
I'm still on.
Yeah. Short Dog, what time are we opening the gates? You remember?
11 o'clock? Yeah.
So they can start coming in the gate at 11?
Yeah.
Well, we ain't gonna open it a little earlier. It's gonna be definitely 11.
Yeah, probably. Man, it's gonna be open earlier, but I know 11 o'clock. When Larry was telling me, 11 o'clock. So I'm quite sure most time. Only way it won't be 11 is if they have that early session. You know, sometimes they got that early session in the morning. But if not, they can start rolling in probably about 9 o'clock.
Okay. All right. Oh, you mean 11 o'clock? They're gonna be going down the track.
Yeah. 11 o'clock and going.
Oh, okay.
In.
So we can be opening up the gate early then. Okay, I got you.
If they don't have that, you know, sometimes Royce and them have a early session that morning.
Okay, got you. Okay, got you.
Yeah, it costs $100 a test or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But if not, they got to be out by 11. So that's when we supposed to be coming in.
All right. So I'll make sure. I'm going to put it on all the sites, DMV sites and everything. I'm going to give a few people calls. I'll text message everybody so they know exactly what time they can get in that gate. But Weavey, how about our man Dwayne?
Are they
going to
have testing with the radio calls Friday?
Yeah, they got a Friday. They got a radio session and a race going on. I think it's the Outlaw Drag Radio in 275 in Orchard Street Friday.
Yeah. That's it.
And I know if you're thinking it's going to be too packed over there, you go right down to Colonial Beach. It's closer to you. A lot of guys are going to Colonial Beach and testing their cars out on Friday night.
Oh, they are?
Colonial Beach will be open.
Beach and Dinwiddie. They go on to either Colonial Beach and Dinwiddie come Friday.
Mm-hmm.
But, and they just did the track over down at Colonial Beach, and they was washing it and dragging it today. Yeah, they did the asphalt and everything over down there.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It might work out pretty good now.
Yep, they took the made sure it was real smooth, no more bumps. Yep.
I think I'm going to get MRR on Friday. You know, I got the vet going now along on Joe to pull my vet, so I'm going to take that to MRR and the Blue Magic car. Probably spend the night up there Friday and Saturday.
You got the vet going.
Yeah, man. It was hard, but it's fair. finally got it going. It's been 2 years.
Okay. Now, what is it, pro mod or what?
Yeah, it's a grudge car. I used to run it in the Outlaw East Coast pro mod thing, but you can't run them car. Well, I on my budget, you know what I mean. Me and my partner's budget can't. They run in 350s and 60s. Ain't no way in the hell we can. It ain't no need. You know what I mean.
You used to run the Outlaw with John and them.
Uh huh.
What kind of car was it? I ran that class?
63 split when the vet is orange.
Oh, okay, you probably know who you're talking to. This Short Dog with the black and yellow 69.
Yeah, I know. So I came over and talked to you. Me and my partner Bobby, we came and talked to you one time. I think we was at Richmond.
Yeah.
And then was at Dinwiddie one time. Yeah, the 69 black with the yellow stripes.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, we got the 63. Preston was driving it, but now I'm going to start driving it.
Oh, okay. So you going to bring it out this weekend?
Yeah, it's new. The motor ain't even, we're going to take it up there tomorrow to get started up with the people that put it together for us. They can, you know, adjust the valves and all that stuff and get out there, see what it, how we can do. It ain't gonna be, I ain't going to race nobody. I got to get used to the car myself.
Oh, you already knew what I was feeling like. I already feel like asking you something. Okay, I'm sorry.
No. No, not yet. Now, hey, you know, now that motor is still conventional here.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm on mute.
It's a baby. You know, when it, if you seen it run when it was in the class, I mean, they ran out of time, but that was still a conventional head mode. We got a newer style now, though.
All right.
We ain't no master dude yet. Give me a little.
I sold the black and yellow car. I'm doing a new car.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, that was a nice car, man.
Yeah, I couldn't beat nobody with it, so I sold it. Thanks.
Now, where my man, Big Dwayne, at? He around and get the car ready yet?
Yeah, we probably doing it right now, trying to get it right for Saturday.
Oh, shoot.
My teammate going to look pretty now. It's going to be a slut, but it's going to be a high-maintenance slut now.
Come on.
He's trying to make the slut look good.
Oh, Lord. He done dressed it all up.
Yeah, put lingerie on her and fingernail polish.
That'll make her look. That would do it.
Got an old pedicure already, huh?
Hey, Joe, it's not trying to trick somebody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'll be just in time, boy, just in time. I'll tell you, everybody in the world is coming down, so the slut definitely can get in some action.
Definitely. I got to give me
I
some action.
I seen a couple guys up here, they said they got back half cars and they're looking for runs.
Hey, now you know what? I'm going to run Wicked Bird off the trailer Saturday.
Oh, whoa, what was that?
Whoa. You said you're going to run Wicked Bird.
Saturday. Off the trailer, quarter mile.
Oh, you and Wicked Bird are locking in to do it.
Yeah, you know, he got a hell of a more car than me. But it's out the back door. I'm just taking a gamble. It's off the trailer.
Wait. Which one you running? Tell me what you running now.
I'm running my Mustang, my Blue Magic, versus his Thunderbird.
Well, I'll be there.
Joe?
Uh-huh.
How did that slip through us?
I have no idea.
I'm glad that man
got on this one. This man warned them. They've been going at it back and forth. Everybody know about it, Calvin and Wicked Bird. They're supposed to run before. Now, the man said he'll run. He'll run Wicked Bird motor to motor like they was before, conventional head to conventional head. And he said he'll eat birds and he'll spit out the feathers.
Not so much.
Now, I don't know if Wicked Bird heard it yet. But that show said, the man said it. Wolfpack will be in the house over there looking for
a wrestling.
Wicked
Bird must have been here. He at work.
He at work?
He must be. He ain't heard that yet.
Yeah, he said he'll spit the feathers out.
Well, I ain't gonna,
he said all
I
he like is blood and meat. That's what he said. All he like is blood and meat. He don't want nothing else. He like
a
vampire.
I'm taking a gamble with him, but because you know I got
ain't a lying.
I'm gonna try it out the back door. He either gonna win or I'm gonna lose or I'm gonna win. It don't matter. We still be all right at the end of the day. But you know, he said he's a king hater and he's the best at doing it off the trailer. And I'm gonna show him that's my motto too. I mean, technically, I ain't supposed to win, but I ain't defeated in my mind yet. He got to show me.
Don't turn around. You be Ski Mask Junior over there.
Oh, no.
Don't mess around with me.
Hey, I'm going to tell you like this. I'm going to tell you like this, Joe. That blue Magic Mustang, she looks slow, but she get busy. I'm going to tell you that.
Nah, I'm just saying. I ain't saying that. Don't be Ski Mask Junior over there.
I'm going to get him bail on him right off the damn trail. I'm going to help him push his car up to the starting line.
Hey, Joe, the way he's talking, he acting like he do hide in the alleys, too. You're right.
Wait. Now, didn't Wicked Bird, the last race, he lost, didn't he?
Yeah,
That's the race that took something like 12 minutes to finish?
Yeah, I think it was at Capitol, right?
Yeah. He tried to push the car across the quarter, didn't he?
Uh-huh.
Oh man, the man fired his car back up, cut it off, fired it back up, and still got it. Oh my gosh. Well, y'all can hold on for a second. I just want to make sure I open this other couple of mics. I got two people who've been holding on. 312-0684, your mic open. 312-0684.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? How's everything?
All right, everything. This is Big Larry calling in, Long.
Big Larry,
in
I hear you. How's everything?
Say hi to everybody, man.
Yeah, man. I'm sorry I couldn't make it out there. You don't have it, but I sure wanted to come. You don't know.
Hey, Joe, you got to do what you got to do, man. We understand that, but your spirit was there with us, Joe. Joe, we had a wonderful time, man. We had
43 races.
I think it was 47. We had 47 grudge races, man. We had a host of people. We had fun. I mean, it was off the chain. We really enjoyed ourselves.
I know,
man.
You're rubbing that in on me now.
We're going to try to bring that down on the East Coast with us, man. You know, this is what it's all about, Joe. And I like that good thing about it, man. When you get together, you can make it work out. And we do just what we plan to do when we come down. And let's drag race fellowship and have fun, man. You know, and that's what it's all about. It has nothing to do with no personal stuff or nothing of that nature. All that personal stuff is at home. When you get to the track, it's for to let your hair hang down.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. I told you we got to do this road trip. I tell you, we're going to get this going. I'm going to bring a few guys up there with me.
Yeah, you remember that yellow Camaro, Joe? The yellow Camaro that
I've seen it with him and Donye.
Yeah. But Donye brought Fade the Black. He brought Fade the Black down there. Pull it up on the thing, man. Donye versus Big Time Racing. I want you to check it out.
I've seen that one. Donye was carrying the wheel, floating them. I ain't going to lie, boy. She was riding. Now, did they go to the big end? Did they go to the quarter?
It
look awful long.
No, they didn't go to the quarter.
They went to the quarter?
No, they didn't go to the quarter.
Yeah. They didn't go to the quarter? It looked like Donye was standing and it looked pretty long.
Yeah.
I ain't going to lie to you.
Yeah.
Golly. Now, that definitely looked like a good race. Everything was going on.
I thought it was an eighth-mile race. It may have been a quarter mile, but I thought it was an eighth-mile race.
Yeah, Donye looked like he had his foot all up in it. I said, golly. He had the flames working.
Yeah, I thought he was going to burn everybody out of the stands up there with them flames.
Hey, he was looking good. I got to give him credit. He always come. When he say he going to be right, he come right.
Oh, yeah.
And did little Tony do anything?
We turn around and try to get him the same support also, man. You know, but we try to bring this down on the East Coast, man. I want to get down there with y'all so I can have me some fun with y'all, too. You know, because this is what it's all about, you know. And I don't know. I'm just a great big promoter of that, man, because of the simple fact that I believe in that. You know, God got us all down here for a reason, and we men among men, and we supposed to do what men do. You know, the little kids, they're going to do what they do, but we supposed to do what we do. You know, and we didn't learn how to enjoy life, and we're in that realm of life right now where it's time for us to enjoy ourselves and do what we do and just enjoy it, you know. Because I know by doing time I was racing, Joe, I wasn't scared of nobody. You know, you just had to whoop me, and if you whoop me, hey, that go along with the program, you know. So, hey, it is what it is, but I had fun.
That's all it's about. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Now, did little Tony race?
Tony didn't race. No, Latoni didn't race.
Oh, he didn't race?
Cole Killer ran, and he got beat by a turbo car.
Okay.
SVO, he did a real good job until he got down to the money. When he got down to money, I think they took a little bit too much power out the car, but they had to kind of take some out of it because we had started getting a lot of fog and dew was setting in, you know, so I guess it's better to be safe than sorry, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So it was just grudge racing, man. Just, oh, man, it was phenomenal,
yeah.
Man, you know. And I really
enjoyed
myself.
I saw my friend there, Puerto Rican Pete. He had three races. He won two and lost one.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was doing his thing.
Yes, sir.
Now, I didn't see Tony. I didn't see Tony with the black Camaro. I didn't see, did he get to run anybody or?
No.
No?
Not to my knowledge.
How about Ground and Pound? They do anything?
No, I didn't see Ground. I don't remember seeing the white, the Malibu. I don't remember seeing it. He may have, you know, but Joe, you know how they had me, Joe. I was all over the place, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was all over the place. Me and Gunny was working together. I was helping some of the guys get to the line with the golf cart. You know, T-shirts were being sold. You know, it was really just a good event, man, all the way around the board.
See, I ain't get hold of Gunning because I told him he ain't even got my T-shirt over here. I ain't even playing with him.
Yo, he got you, Joe.
He had already went selling the T-shirts. I remember last time I went for a whole year without my other T-shirt. I got you. I said, man, if I didn't see little Tony, I'd have never got my T-shirt. I said, don't tell me he's going to hold me another year to get my T-shirt.
I just wanted to come in and make sure that I came in, man, and give you my support, man, and pay my dues to the whole show, period, everybody on here, you know, because I don't have no picks and seasons, man. This is what I do. You know, and I don't want to hold the show up. I'm going to let y'all get back to doing what you're doing because without us having a little shit talking and Southern drag racing, it wouldn't be nothing, you know. And
you're right.
I'm going to get right back on mute, man. I'm going to let y'all finish, man, you know. And I want to tell everybody on here, man, we're looking forward to, you know, to seeing each and every one of them.
Okay, thanks again, Larry. We're going to make sure it happens before the end of the year.
All right.
I promise you that. All right, you take care now.
Okay. All right, now.
Okay, take care. All right, I'm going to open up another mic. I see in the cut, your mic open.
Yeah, what's going on, big man? What's up?
Not much. How's everything?
Everything's all right. Check this out. I need to get in touch with two people. I got somebody who want to race for this weekend. If we can get them.
Okay.
If it was now or later. You know what I'm saying? Before the week. I need Darren Harris with that beige back half car. And then I need Red Alert Racing. I need the little black Camaro that they get with the 33-10-5 on it.
The little back half Camaro.
Yeah, the black one. The black one with the red stripe from the big brother.
Oh, you're talking about Mike the Godfather. You're talking about the Godfather.
Yeah, I need the one with the big block convention head on 33-10.5 on nitrous.
Okay, okay. All right.
If you can get in touch with them, or give me a number or something, everything work out, you might have two more races locked in for this weekend. I don't know about it. That's going to go down.
Okay. And then you want the small block. What's the other one?
I want Darren Harris with the beige back half Camaro.
Okay. Wow. I'm going to call up Costanzo to see for him. I don't know how Darren is with the running on the thing. I don't know if he runs. I know Jeff do, but I don't know about Darren for money.
Run on what?
They were
here for county, and they had a race. They were trying to get a race off of something was going on with the car.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
15 years. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And, because I'm not sure if the other car's ready, but I'll definitely find out later on.
Which car is it? The beige one?
No, the black one with the red stripe on it. But you know what? Somebody else is on DMV site.
Right. Be there all the time.
Yeah, but I think he had a little problem with it, but I'm not sure if he's ready yet. But, you know,
okay.
On the DMV site, matter of fact, the guy actually said he got a back half and he's looking for a run with it. Big block,
ooh,
big half, back. JoJo and them, they had it down there.
What's car?
They got a Camaro. They supposed to have a back half car, I think it's a Camaro. On juice. They look for a run with it. Yeah.
A brown?
They just put theirs. I seen that. There were a few people that's looking for a run. They got back half cars looking for a run. Just like I know Django looking for a run right now. But I'm not sure what happened with him and the Pink Warrior.
Django?
Django looking for something, too.
Yeah, you talking about
come
Jerry.
He coming to MR?
Huh?
You talking about
Jerry?
Django
want to lock in. If he, somebody lock him in, he coming, but he wants to lock in. He's been dying to lock in a race.
Tell
he
want to
lock in and, yep.
I might try him. He still like me.
Huh? Yeah, he just like you.
I got to see when I go to track, man. I got to get my money back. That hurt me this weekend.
Yeah, keep conventional head, you know, on juice. Stock suspension.
Wait, he run eighth for a quarter.
He's an 8 mile
he
man.
He run
eighth. Eighth.
You know who it is. You know who Django is, though. Well, you know
yeah,
exactly
what?
Who Django is. He run eighth. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a white Mustang, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's Jersey.
I might try him, man. I gotta check. Let's do some history first.
Yeah,
hey, look. Can anybody get in touch with Chris Butler? Cause I know he big block from Nice is 33-10.5. Can anybody get in touch with him?
Chris Butler. Let me see. If Troy's still on. Short dog, no, he's not on, but you know what, I'm going to see if I can get
a
hold of Short Dog.
Yeah, I'm on,
Dog. Oh, yeah, Short Dog, can you get a hold of Chris Butler?
Yeah, hold on, let me check on, yeah, hold on, let me try. I'm putting the phone back
right
on me.
Now. Okay, you're going to see if he can get a hold of Chris Butler for you. I know J.T. Richardson, I think he might be doing something that day, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's
yeah,
looking
I got
for a little something.
Yeah,
I'm fucking. Everybody looking for something to do. I ain't gonna lie to you. So far, so good.
I need to get in touch with the boy up there that's got the Mac, that's got the charger. The charger with the supercharger on it. I need to get in touch with him too. If I don't get in touch with him this week or something, I'll see him at the track. But the 16th, there's something going on in Fayetteville, a little photo shootout. And these boys trying to lock
yeah,
in some photo Cranberry.
Versions. He should be – Cranberry should be there.
Okay.
Hey, Abba Street King, he do anything or no?
I don't know, but I know I talked to his own boy with the Magnum, and they still – they may be – they probably be – going to be at the on Fayetteville on the 16th for the four-door shootout that I got going on. Anybody
mm-hmm.
with a four-door truck, SUV, you know what I'm saying?
$1,000
a win, quarter mile, so it's something different. He's trying something different to see how it work out.
Okay.
And they got
yeah,
some
they
fast ones out there. If you got a G8, if you got a Cadillac, you know, you just need that's what this is all about.
Okay. Yeah, I know there's a couple Cadillacs supposed to be coming out this week.
I left him on. I left a message on his message. I'm waiting for him to call back.
Okay,
right,
no sure
though. You got my number, right? You got my number, right? Sure though. If you got my number, you call me, and then I'll get him on the phone with me.
Okay, cut. Ain't no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
I know. Yeah, looking good this weekend, so I'll be there.
I know the Ron Wade and Charlie Brown, the Wade family versus the Brown family, they going at it out there. It's supposed to be a good one. Like a little.
What they got?
They got Camaros, 33-inch tall tires, same thing. Back
mm-hmm.
half conventional head, they going at it.
Okay.
That same day also.
Yeah, Wade's son driving the car.
Yeah, should be a good little run there. That'd be a real good one.
Everybody's
talking, though.
Well, that'll work.
But I know Django, he already had told me, he said he definitely want to do something, he want to lock it in. I know Kevin Hunt and Raising Jason, they finally going to get it off.
When they doing?
They're doing it on the second. They're coming out there, too, to do it.
Oh.
They'll be there Saturday doing it. They locked in. I think it's 105 also.
Mm-hmm.
So,
coming down cut?
Oh, yeah, you know, I'm going to be there. I ain't missed it, so.
Okay. I thought you had something else going on. Okay.
No, I ain't got nothing going on until the 16th.
Oh, okay.
Now the other race, I ain't going to lie to you. Now, Mac and Troublemaker, that gonna end up being a pretty decent little pot there.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be interesting there. I know they ain't nobody thinking they're the main one, but I'll tell you right now, the pot going to grow. Because I got guys from up here.
As long as they get
the
race
on. Troublemaker.
As long as they get the race on.
That race,
yeah, there shouldn't be
happen,
no reason they can't get the race going. If they don't get it going, they
don't worry about no pot. They need to get the race on.
Let me tell you, that race is going to happen. If both of them want to race at that pot, they done locked it in for that pot. It's $1,000 back. Ain't nobody want to back off that little $1,000. So I'm going to tell you like that. If they said it was like $300 or $200, of course I say it might happen. But they made the pot. They made the thing go up just so that race can happen. That's what a lot of guys do. And to make sure that this guy ain't going to back out, just like the one with HD and John Eskew. I mean, hey, everybody know that gonna happen. They damn sure, if it don't happen, it ain't because, you know, something stupid. It's because somebody
they put
might
enough,
broke something.
Like you said, Joe, they put enough up there that somebody going to race unless something is wrong.
Yeah. You got to have something very wrong for that. I mean, you got to be crazy. I mean, the way they doing it, and I got to give them credit. They do it. When they say they coming to do it, they going to do it. Ain't nobody want to give up nothing like that. So, I mean, I know for a fact the race with what's the name? Like, Mac done put a little video out.
Mm-hmm.
And talking about Troublemaker, they want some trouble and all this. I said, I ain't say nothing, but I know Troublemaker already said, and some of the guys that's with Mac turned around and bet the opposite way. I already know that for a fact. They told me come up there and bring the money to them. They going with Troublemaker. I said, wow. So that's what makes it a good race when it's split. It ain't a one-sided thing. I mean, you know, ain't nobody really want to see no blowaway, but I like to see a good race going down side by side. And basically, I think that race right there can go either way.
You know why, don't you? Look who's tuning. The tuners.
Yeah.
It's a battle of tuners again.
Yeah, but I mean, you know what? The track is going to be on kill. We sprayed it to death, so they should have no problem getting down.
No, they should be able to make a trip. It'd be sprayed Friday for them 275, and I know, like I said, Saturday morning, they hit again and drag.
Yeah. And ain't nobody got to tune down for no power. It's going to be one of those things that everybody going to be giving everything it got. You know, so
it's
now that makes a good race.
Yeah, and don't
is that race locked in?
I want to say that one is at 6, I'm pretty sure. I think, wasn't that one at 6?
Yeah, I think it is because, like I said, I know Troublemaker have to run the Four Horsemen and all them. So, yeah, I think you're right about that at 6 o'clock.
You know, and I know George.
You said Troublemaker got to run who now? Say that again.
He's running Kenny Beecham.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then you got Scoot running at 7. So Scoot got to run both cars. Then he come back an hour later, and he got to run Tony Wright. So Tony Wright going to be running the corner. So it should be, you know, there's definitely action. Every hour, there's going to be something. something jumping off, you know. And like I said, John Eskew and them, I'm not sure what their time was. I know Mighty Joe Young and them are bringing the car out also. They're bringing another car. They're going to be on their way. So I think if it's what I think it is, they probably have their small block car. So,
I ain't exactly sure.
Anybody got anything?
Uh-huh. When I talked to him yesterday, when I talked to Mighty Joe, I know he said they're coming, so I don't know what he's bringing either. I know he said he needs a golf cart, so I'm going to have that for him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's gonna be stuff out there to run. So anybody that's looking for a run that day, they ain't got no problems asking or no problem getting it. Willie Dog will be the announcer. So if you need somebody to find you the race, call up Willie Dog. Willie Dog will get you off. So if he at the thing, you need somebody, let Willie Dog point you in the direction.
He might give you what you don't want.
They're sure going to be there. So there's enough people there, enough cars there. And I mean, like I heard what's-his-name telling me that I'm not sure if it's true, but from I'm hearing Beachman and what's-his-name, Big Sexy might be locked in.
Yeah, but Big Sexy, we ain't sure if Big Sexy going to bring the car because he said he got to go to Watchcom next week.
That's what I heard. That's the reason why I didn't want to say anything about it.
Well, that's why I'm telling you that now. He don't want to make that trip two times. He's going to out of bank the following week.
All righty. Okay. Kenny Beecher said he beat him three times in a row, so that's what he say. But he said he ain't worrying about Scoop. So I don't know it, you know.
And I'm sorry. I said Troublemaker and Kenny running. I'm sorry. I did say that Kenny. No, he wasn't running Troublemaker.
Okay.
I said that because they've been going back and forth with stuff, too. That's why I said that, but they didn't lock in.
Well, you know it's going to be a lot of other races that going to happen after that.
Most definitely.
If I know what I know, I think Miller going to be there. And I'm quite sure Miller is going to want to take on anybody that got a chassis car over there. Anything on nitrous, Miller will be up in the place probably. You know, Donald Zilla is, you know how Miller runs. You know, so Miller going to want to go up to the big. And like I said, anybody that got some races, that need a race, give me a call. Like, trying to work that one out for sure, Dog and them, see what we can do with a couple cars, and same way with Pizza Gangster, trying to work out something for him. We got a couple small blocks that are running, stock suspension, four-speed cars, automatic cars. We got a little everything. Nitrous cars, running quarter mile. I think I'm going to talk to the guy from Virginia, and I think, Calvin Getright. He'll be getting a phone call. And it should be G-body to G-body, 23 to 23. And that should definitely happen. I mean, I'm quite sure he'd probably go want to run my son again, too, after he lost to Akko. So one way or another, my son will do it again, too. He don't mind racing. So, you know, then if anybody else got anything to say, I know we went over the time limit, but I'm going to give anybody the mic right now. If anybody got something to say or looking to call somebody out, your mic's open. Just go ahead and tell me what you need or who you want to do. All right. Well, so I guess I'm calling the show tonight, and I guess we'll see y'all at the races on Saturday. Everybody have a safe trip, and we'll see you out Saturday. All right, good night, and God bless.